Landing Craft Headquarters 101. Early history. Ordered and delivered as a landing craft infantry, large, for the U.S. Navy, she was built by Bethlehem Steel, Hingham, Massachusetts. She was laid down on August 31, 1942, as hull number 3103. She was completed as a flotilla flagship and launched on October 22, 1942. She was delivered and transferred to the Royal Navy under the Lend-Lease Agreement on November 17, 1942, and commissioned as IL-101 on the same day. From Hingham, she sailed south to Staten Island, New York for a short shakedown and workup in the New York area. On completion, she sailed for Norfolk Navy Yard, Virginia, arriving at Pier #3 on December 15, 1942 for repairs and alterations. Over the next 2 months, she underwent the installation of plastic armor, sounding equipment, sponsons and flare plates, repairs to her hull, electrical system and main engines. She also received a replacement winch and pinnace. Before leaving Norfolk, she was degaussed and calibrated at the Sewall's Point magnetic range, and visited the U.S. Naval Ammunition Depot, St. Julian's Creek, Virginia, to embark small arms and gun ammunition. On March 3, 1943, she sailed in company with CIL-101 and 42. She was delivered and transferred to the Royal Naval Ammunition Depot, St. Julian's Creek, Virginia, to embark small arms and gun ammunition. On March 3, 1943, she sailed in company with CIL-103,144, 105, 106, 108, 109, 110,100 and 11, 113, 113, 113, 113, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, aircraft. The flight was under THS command of Commander Sherwood R.N. Those that survived the crossing sailed from Gibraltar on April 2nd, and proceeded to Algiers. Here they were allocated to operational flotillas. Nothing is known about her activities for the next 12 months. She next appears in records as being present in Pozzuoli Harbour, Naples on March 7, 1944. On March 8 she put to sea with HMS Cy, L-251, 273, 303, USS Cy, L-17, 38 and 48. This small force arrived at Anzio Anchorage 5:36 the following morning. At 7:19, the ships were underway and proceeded into Anzio Harbour. Beginning at 7:46, 180 British officers and men, with their gear, were unloaded. At 08:53 the ships moved to new moorings to embark 200 refugees for passage to Naples. Conversion to a headquarters ship. On release from operations in the Mediterranean in the spring of 1944 she returned to the UK for conversion into an LCH, landing craft headquarters. She underwent a period of modification which involved turning part of the troop decks into operations rooms and wireless offices. The installation of additional British command and control and communications equipment, 6 Army No. 22 radio sets, 6 CDG, B-28 receivers, 1 CDF, B-29 receiver. Echo sounding type 763, 8 type visual signals, lanterns and torches, type 970 radar for navigation and control of assault craft, outfit QHG hyperbolic radio nav aid, 1 TCS transmitter. A tripod foremast was added to mount the additional aerials. In addition, single cabins were installed to accommodate assault force staff officers when embarked. When completed, her troop carrying capacity was reduced by 50. Operation Neptune, In June 1944 she was allocated, with LCH 100 and 245 to participate in the Normandy Invasion Forces, part of the follow-up force, 4CEL. This force included the vessels of V and HLCT squadrons, a squadron CLS 103, 104,105, 105, 106, 109, 110, 122, 123, 127, 129, 172, 176, 178, 182, 242, 243, 256, 268, and 309 from the 252nd and 253rd CIL flotillas. 4CEL did not take part in the initial landing on the beaches. They were to act as the follow-up force which would back up the British and Commonwealth forces which had already landed on the beaches, Sword, Juno and Gold, and secured them. The force was assembled at Southend, at the mouth of the Thames. Allocated to the East Indies fleet. In the autumn of 1944 she was allocated to the East Indies fleet and sailed for India. Lieutenant Basil Charles Matthew R.N.V.R. joined LCH 101 as her commanding officer on September 22 at Chatham, where she was preparing for overseas service. After the D-Day landings, plans were made to relocate large numbers of major landing craft from the UK to the Eastern Theatre under the codename Appian. Convoys of craft, referred to as flights, sailed for India calling at Gibraltar, Oran, Malta, Port Said, Aden, and Bombay. The first flight, A, sailed on November 15, 1944. It is not clear which flight LCH 101 sailed with. On reaching India she was initially based at the Cochin Landing Craft Base, HMS Chinkara. Operation Dracula. In early May 1945 she was allocated to participate in Operation Dracula, the amphibious assault on Rangoon. Vessels for the operation were moved from their bases in Ceylon and India together off Akiab and Kiakpu, Burma. The main assault force sailed in four convoys from Kiakpu, the slowest, Dog of 4 knots, on 27th, followed by Easy on 28th and Charlie and Baker at roughly 24-hour intervals thereafter. LCH 101, in company with LCH 267 and 317, sailed from Kiakpu on May 29th in assault convoy Charlie. LCH 317 broke down on May 1 and was taken in tow by one of their escorts, the Indian sloop Corvary. Once assembled, the ships of the four convoys formed into two assault groups codenamed W1 and W2. Assault Group W1, commanded by Captain E. Tyndale Cooper, consisted of the landing ships, infantry, Persimmon and Barpeter, landing craft, headquarters, LCH 317, 4 landing craft, infantry, 9 landing craft, tank, 3 landing craft, gun, 2 motor launches and 4 harbor defense motor launches. Assault Group W2, commanded by Captain T. I. S. Bell DSC, consisted of the landing ships, infantry, Silvio, Glenroy and Prince Albert, landing craft, headquarters, LCH 101, 10 landing craft, infantry, 8 landing craft, tank, 2 landing craft, gun, and an unstated number of motor launches and harbor defense motor launches. The assault convoys arrived at the Lowering positions 30 miles off the Yangon River during the night of 1-2 May. Captain Tyndale Cooper, Senior Officer Assault Group Y, with Brigadier L. V. Hutchison commanding the 71st Indian Infantry Brigade, transferred from HMS Nith to LCH 317. Captain Bell with Brigadier I. Lauder, commanding the 36th Indian Infantry Brigade, transferred from HMS Waveney to LCH 101. At 02:30 on Mesa Cond, the assault group were formed up on the LCHS. Once the maneuver was completed, the two groups set off for the beaches. The landing craft touched down shortly after 7 o'clock. Assault Group W1 at Kyorkton Creek on the eastern bank of the Yangon River, Assault Group W2 at Sadingmut on the western bank. There was no opposition, the Japanese had left Rangoon. The first troops landed in Rangoon town at 17 on 3 May. All assault vessels were released for return to India on May 8. Operation Zipper. After the Japanese surrender, plans to accept the surrender of Singapore were put into action. Originally this was part of Operation Zipper, but political constraints meant that no landing could take place until after the signing of surrender in Tokyo on September 2, 1945. The delays meant that all plans were now to change. Thus, the reoccupation of Malaya would take place in three phases. Phase 1 would be the recapture of Penang Island, Operation Jurist. Phase 2 would be the recapture of Singapore by the 5th Indian Division, Operation Tide Race. Phase 3 would be the seaborne assault of Northwest Malaya in the Port Dickson, Port Swettenham, area with landings near Morib with the 25th Indian Division and the 37th Brigade of the 23rd Indian Division. This was a modified Zipper, carried out as planned and rehearsed. But the covering air and sea bombardment had been cancelled. The forces participating in these three operations were escorted by the battleships Nelson, flying the flag of Admiral Walker, and Richelieu, the cruisers Nigeria, Cleopatra, and Ceylon, with air cover from the 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron, comprising of Royalist, Commodore Oliver, and the escort carriers Hunter, Stalker, Searcher, Khedive, Emperor and Pursuer, and 15 destroyers. At 1200 hours on August 28 HM, ships Nelson, Ceylon, Attacker, Hunter, Tartar, Bedard, Voyage, Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma arrived off Penang Island for Operation Jurist. On September 1 the CNC East Indies Fleet, Admiral Sir Arthur Power, transferred from Cleopatra to Nelson at Georgetown. The official surrender of Japanese forces on Penang Island was signed on the 2nd. At 8 the following day, 400 Royal Marines under the command of Lieutenant Colonel G.B. Grant were landed from the Ulysses Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma. This was Force Roma, formed in July from the Marine detachments aboard Nelson, Ceylon, Nigeria and Phoebe. At 0500 hours on the 8th, Nelson, in company with the light cruisers Ceylon and Nigeria, escorted by destroyers Nubian, Paladin and Relentless, sailed from Georgetown to cover the Zipper assault convoys en route to their assembly point off Port Swettenham. They were to be joined by the escort carriers Emperor, Hunter, Khedive, and Stalker to provide air cover for the landings. LCH 101 168 and 248 in company with CLS 115, 121, 127, 136, 183, 217, 256, 266, 277, 305, 311, sailed from Mandapan, India on August 31 in assault convoy JMD-1C for Operation Zipper. Other convoys had sailed from Bombay and from Cochin, from Madras and Visakhapatnam, from Calcutta and Chittagong and Rangoon. The Zipper assault convoys converged on the Malayan coast off Port Swettenham. Once assembled at first light on September 9, the ships of the assault convoys formed into two assault groups codenamed W1 and W2. As for Dracula Senior Officer, assault group W1 was aboard HMS Nith and that of W2 aboard HMS Waveney. On reaching the lowering point off Morib, the assault group senior officers transferred to the LCHS. It is not clear which landing craft headquarters were used by which assault group. The landings were not a success, Numerous factors and mistakes made by the need to revise the plans several times resulted in stranded vehicles and ships. The beach survey was wrong. The sand was not suitable for heavy machinery, which bogged down and blocked the beaches. The assault was actual an hour late in its execution. Force W was operating on Ceylon time, not Burma time, so the expected high tide had in fact ebbed. On September 12, a new beach was opened farther south, at Cape Rayado, where the 23rd Division landed without any of the difficulties met at Morib. By the time the beaches were closed, Morib on 25th and Cape Rayado on 28th of September, 63,838 troops, 7,337 vehicles and 25,671 tons of stores had been landed over them. HMS Nelson and much of the covering forces sailed for Singapore later on the 9th once the beachhead had been established, arriving there at 0830 hours on the 10th. Operation Tide Race forces had arrived in Singapore on September 4, 1945, meeting no opposition. By 1800, the Japanese had surrendered their forces on the island to Lieutenant General Sir Philip Christison aboard HMS Sussex. The formal surrender was finalized on September 12 at Singapore City Hall. Over 90 vessels were present in Keppel Harbour and Singapore Roads at the time of the surrender. It is unclear where LCH-101 went after her release from Zipper operations. Post-war. Since LCHS could accommodate individual personnel, they were employed transporting officers and medical teams up and down the coasts of India and Burma. In December, some of the LCHS flotillas sailed to Cochin, others to Singapore, where many of the ships were decommissioned and the crews paid off. LCH-101 was returned to US custody on March 17, 1946, possibly in the Philippines, and struck from the U.S. Naval Register. She was sold on February 13, 1948, fate unknown. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk